morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I understand that there's a show that takes place here. I'm out walking around through the hallways of the studio, but I am here ready to get started. I want to thank you for tuning in. We have got a great show for you today. Let's kick it off with a prayer to keep the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Lord God Almighty, you have brought us safely to the beginning of this day. Defend us today by your mighty power, so that we may not fall into any sin, and that all our words may so proceed, and all our thoughts and actions be so directed as to be always just in your sight. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. By my side, as always, Mr. David Parker.
Good morning, Gary. How are you? Let me get it out. I'll spit it out. Yeah, how's everyone out there?
I can't speak for everyone, but I can speak for myself and say that I am doing well.
Yep.
Had a nice commute in today. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I have about a 60-minute commute. And when I tell people that, sometimes they think, wow, that's a really long commute, and you have to get up at 5 a.m. You have to get up at 4 a.m. and you leave at 5 a.m. or 4:30, whenever I do leave. But I love the commute because I really get to spend some time in prayer. I get to think about what I want to do on the show. So it's very relaxing. Now, I know you leave relatively early in the morning, too. How are you with that? Do you find it unpleasant? Do you find it pleasant?
No, I find it pleasant. It's not bad.
Not as many cars on the road.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. The traffic is light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I enjoy it. It's relaxing. You get a jump start on the day. Mm-hmm. I find myself to be most productive early in the morning.
Okay.
Right. I start to fade somewhere mid-afternoon.
About 11 a.m.
Some who are listening may say, I think he fades at about 7:10 a.m. Right? They listen to the show.
That's not what I heard. No.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I think we're both pretty much morning persons.
Yeah, but it's always nice to be able to start off the day with you at home listening to us. And I want to say today's a big show. We have Jeanette Benkovic coming on later on. You know her well. She's no stranger to our Holy Spirit Radio listening family. She is very popular in the Delaware Valley, so Jeanette's going to be on with us, and I'm really looking forward to that. Let's see what else we have going on. We have, you know, since this, Dave, is Catholic Schools Week, I thought we're going to go a little educational today. We're going to bring back the Did You Know segment, one of favorites.
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite.
I know you love it.
I love it.
But anyway, so we're going to do that. We have our usual assortment of music and inspiration. We have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse coming up at 7:50. Also, this one program note, today, this afternoon at 1 p.m., Holy Spirit Radio will be broadcasting the funeral for Bishop Lohmuller live on the air. I'm sorry, 2 p.m., right?
Yep.
Okay, I just got this late breaking news from Frank Eliason, our director of operations. 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
today, the funeral for Bishop Lohmuller. Lohmuller, right? Frank's laughing at me. What? Okay, let's turn Frank's mic up to bail me out.
You know, I'm sitting here, I'm listening to the stream, reading my emails, and I'm walking. I'm like, I realize, it's at 2 o'clock. Let me run in and make sure they're aware. As I'm sitting here still listening to the streaming on my phone.
Right. Okay. Well, I do appreciate that because this is a big deal.
Hey, how do we sound?
We sound great. It's enjoyable.
It's really a big deal, the funeral of the bishop.
This is a huge deal, and, you know, he obviously has lived a very long life.
Yeah.
A very special sacred life, and it needs to be celebrated.
Yeah.
And that is what we come together for today. And so, you know, the opportunity to broadcast it is extraordinarily important to me. So I'm looking forward to that. And I think that, you know, to bring that to our audience, you know, there's nothing more special than that and to celebrate that life.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And thank you for doing that, Frank. I think that's a great service. So make sure you tune in at 2 p.m. today to Holy Spirit Radio. The funeral is from the cathedral, I believe.
Yeah, there goes my phone again. Yes, it is at 2 p.m. today. So the funeral, if people are going down, the procession starts arriving at 1 o'clock. So you really want to get down there earlier than that. And so that's where the 1 o'clock time frame comes.
I see. Okay.
And so ultimately the procession, there's a motorcade. It will start arriving at 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Was he the longest serving bishop? He's the oldest bishop
in terms of active service that I'm not aware of.
Okay.
Right, yeah, so this is certainly something to celebrate. And I know that St. Cyril of Jerusalem, the parish where I go to daily mass after the show, they have a bus going down because he resided there for a number of years.
He did. And he touched the hearts of so many people within our listening audience, so many people that are at the station. I was actually talking to Monsignor O'Donnell yesterday about him. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that I know he's going down today for the funeral as well. You know, this is something that's very special within the diocese and for so long. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, to celebrate that fact and celebrate his life in prayer, it's what he would have wanted.
I know, definitely. So keep that in mind today on Holy Spirit Radio. If you're able to go down, that would be a great thing to do. And also, pray for the soul of the bishop and keep his family in your prayers as well. You know, yesterday we're blessed, Dave and Frank, to have on with us Denise LaPera, who is the president of my alma mater, Archbishop Ryan High School. Well, we talked about it on the air, and it is confirmed. We're going back to school.
On the road again.
On the road. It's time for a road trip. I get to show you guys my old cafeteria and everything. Maybe we'll even look at the table where I sat. So,
are you going to show us where your locker was? And
I want to know if they still have the same fries.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, they might.
Remember the fries?
Yeah. You know what our school had? Now, I don't know if they still have this. They used to fry up these donuts there that were phenomenal.
Oh, we had that at Wood,
you
too.
You did?
Yes, yes.
You did? Okay.
Oh, yes. Wow.
They used to fry up donuts, and they were either plain or cinnamon or powdered. Oh, man, they were so good.
Wow.
I don't know. Now, don't get your hopes
up. Little things in life when we were in high school.
And
you know?
I got a very good education.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to downplay
on what,
that.
Donut making? Or?
No, seriously, it's really great to be back. February the 21st, we're going to be broadcasting Spirit in the Morning live from Archbishop Ryan
High
School.
What day is that? A Tuesday, I think?
I believe it is a Tuesday. Yeah. I'll have to
awesome.
Check. So that's coming up. Maybe I see a breakfast at the dining car after we're done.
Boy, there you go.
Yeah, our friends at the dining car right around the corner from Archbishop Ryan. So that's good. And keep in mind, if you would like to invite us to your school, to your restaurant, to your coffee shop, whatever it is, we'd be happy to be there. We've done several remotes and would like to continue. Yeah. I know, Frank, you're big on this, and this is so powerful that we're able to do this with our radio station in general. And this show, we're really trying to focus on it, but really with all of our shows, to get out into the community, to bring the station to the people.
The power of local radio historically has always been being out and about in the community itself. And so we're thrilled to be able to do that. And I think the more we can do that, the better it is. It's better for our community. It's similar to being able to broadcast this mass today.
Right.
You know, to be able to do these things because of our local nature.
Are we looking and considering other things besides diners and, you know, schools? No?
Anything that makes sense.
Yeah. Anything that makes sense.
Even if it doesn't make sense, we'll consider it.
We're going to be yeah, exactly. And we'll be at Man Up Philly.
Good point. I forgot about that.
So, like, we have a lot going on.
Yes, we
and
do.
And the capabilities that they're bringing to do these things make it extraordinarily special. We can be with the people at these major type of events.
My point of that was we're trying to think outside the box, as that old phrase goes, just to be more inclusive, getting into the community, as Frank says.
And to me, that, you know, I study the future, what future is going to be in my day job. And, you know,
do you have a crystal ball?
Well, one of the things I'll say is, you know, where companies and businesses make mistakes is that they try and jump to something that's over here when they should look backwards. And, you know, when you look backwards in, you know, the history of radio, it was always about being out in the community. We have pictures from, 1420 and 1570 of these pictures of them out in Doylestown, you know, out and about, sitting on Main Street.
Prior to our station going on the air,
well,
right?
Historically. Mm-hmm. And so these are the things that made it make sense. And so if we bring that thinking in, we can continue to do this. Yes, we'll broadcast in more advanced ways. We will broadcast via the internet. Ultimately, we are still radio, and that's what made radio successful in the first place.
Maybe some of our listeners might have suggestions as well, and they can email Gary.
Right. They can email me, too.
Or me.
Frank at holyspiritradio.org. You know, anything, because, you know, ultimately, we'll be doing things that are outside the box and, you know, broadcasting things from various churches, et cetera.
Hey, Frank, do you think maybe we should throw this back to Gare? Because it's, you know, he's
kind
of
he probably wants to read something.
No, okay. I want to say something, though. Yeah. The first time, when we first did the show, we went on the air October the 10th of 2016. We went out to breakfast after the show, and Frank said, and this is his vision, our director of operations. I'm going to give you some credit, Frank, because this is really powerful. You've got this vision. You said, I envision broadcasting this show from a diner one day. And I said, you're kidding. Really? Because I didn't see that. But it's working. You went out, and you got the equipment, and it's possible. And people are inviting us, so
absolutely.
Thank you for thinking of that.
Ultimately, we're evangelists, and evangelists do go out and about, and you bring the message of faith. And my view on that is they show it in their daily lives and how they do things, and that this is what the message we obviously want to exude. It is the message that we want to actually do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we're doing it. So, Frank, thank you for making this possible, and if you do have any ideas, please either send them to Frank or Dave, or myself, or contact Holy Spirit Radio. Call us at 215-345-1570, and let us know if you'd like to invite us to do the show from your establishment, wherever it may be. Okay, let's take a look at today's gospel. We continue on with the from Mark's gospel, looking at what Jesus said and did, especially early in his ministry. We're still relatively early into his ministry. This comes from Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with him?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Boy, that last line is a real wake-up call. Jesus was amazed by their lack of faith. I'm gonna give you a piece of advice. You might want Jesus to be amazed at something you do, but you do not want him to be amazed at your lack of faith.
Yes.
There is so much going on in this gospel. The obvious question that might arise: Jesus had sisters, brothers. What's going on here? What that is, that's a reference to his extended family, because back in the time of our Lord, the extended family was a much closer concept than what we might understand. So no, Jesus didn't have brothers or sisters in the literal sense. They are references to members of his immediate family. I think a couple of other things really stands out here. The people took offense at what he was saying. They're saying, "Who is this guy? He's just the carpenter's son. We know him. We know him here in Nazareth. Why should we listen to him? He's not the Messiah." Now, the obvious interpretation of this is a prophet is not accepted in his own hometown. So we look at people around us who might be trying to share the good news with us, and we downplay them, and we say, "Well, you know what? I don't really care what he has to say. I don't care what Dave Parker has to say." Yeah. And I'm just using you as an example because I'm so familiar with
you. I was
going to
use you, Gary.
Him.
I mean,
right.
Well,
it's true.
Each of us. You
it's
know,
true.
In
oh, it's
our
only Dave. It's only Dave Parker, the radio guy.
Down the street.
Right.
Across the street. Exactly.
So I would say, yes, take seriously the fact that the Lord speaks through many people, not just the scholars. But now here's another twist I want to lay on you. And this came to me when I was meditating on this this gospel passage. How many times are we so familiar with the words of Jesus and what he did, his actions in the gospel, that we said, "Oh yeah, I know that. Let me move on to the next thing." Mm-hmm. And completely ignore not only Dave Parker, but Jesus Christ. We ignore him because, "Oh yeah, I know he healed this guy. He cured this woman. He did this. He said that. I know all that. But look, I got real problems."
Yeah, we acknowledge and get back to our lives.
And get back to our lives. Yeah, let's remember that he is a part of our lives.
Yeah. And really, he is our life.
And he speaks to us. So when we hear the Gospels and Jesus says, "Love one another, love your enemies," that's just not an expression that you should ignore. That's a command. And if we really want to get close with Jesus, as we should, we got to take that seriously. To be totally honest, I have a hard time with that. I've got to work on that. And I think we all do. So great words from the Gospel. We will have that linked on spiritinthemorning.com. When we come back, it's time for the Did You Know segment. Don't go anywhere.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for February 1st. Today we celebrate Saint Ansgar. If handling frustration well makes one a saint, it's no wonder we honor Ansgar today. In his 64 years, he saw many of his efforts fail and much of his good work undone. Born in France in 801, Ansgar became a Benedictine monk. When the King of Denmark became a Catholic, he invited Ansgar to evangelize his people. He met with little success. 3 years later, he set out to do similar work in Sweden, but was captured by pirates on the way. After serving as an abbot at a Benedictine abbey and as Bishop of Hamburg, Ansgar was made the Pope's official delegate for the Scandinavian missions. In the end, Ansgar saw most of his efforts in Hamburg undone by invading Vikings who sacked the city. Sweden became pagan again after his death and remained so until missionaries arrived 2 centuries later. For his untiring efforts in the Scandinavian countries, Ansgar is known as the Apostle of the North. An outstanding preacher who easily captivated audiences, Ansgar was a humble, simple priest at heart. He was devoted to the poor and the sick, imitating Jesus in washing their feet and waiting on them. Ansgar died in 865. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its sky may turn to gray. I don't worry or the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know
Love that. That was the Isaacs. I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. A little bluegrass to get your day started. I love that song. I love the message of that song. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, right? None of us do. But we know who holds tomorrow. The Lord is there, and he holds our hand, too. Great message. The Isaacs. I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Let's take a look at the forecast today. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, it is 41 degrees. Today in the Delaware Valley, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 50. I like that. February 1st and 50, I'll take it. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 34. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 42. Currently in Doylestown, where we are at the moment, it's 39 degrees. In Fairless Hills, it's 38 degrees, the home of Mr. Parker.
Yes,
right?
I had to scrape the frost off the windshield today.
And in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, it is 42 degrees. Mm-hmm. A little warmer over in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, where we have many listeners to the program. One note before we do our Did You Know segment, I want to remind you that this is Catholic Schools Week, so there are activities going on at Catholic schools in the area. It's part of a national celebration, but the Archdiocese of Philadelphia is doing many things. You can find out more on the internet at catholicschools-phl.org. catholicschools-phl.org. Just looking at the list here, St. Ignatius of Antioch in Yardley is going to be doing something special today. St. Mary Magdalene, our Father Monsignor Chifo's parish in Media, is doing something. St. Francis of Assisi in Springfield, St. Catherine of Siena Preschool has a special program. St. Christopher Catholic School over on Proctor Road in Philadelphia, I passed that on the way home, they've got something going on as well. For more information, check out catholicschools-phl.org.
Hey, Gary, I was going to say, you mentioned Monsignor Chifo. Have you ever met him?
I have. I've spoken at his parish. Great guy. Do you know him?
Oh, yeah, well, from Man Up Philly. He's pretty instrumental.
Right.
He's kind of instrumental in the formation of that whole thing. And he has a tremendous sense of humor.
He does. I should get him on the show. He's a hoot.
And that's putting it mildly.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? When I was down at EWTN a few weeks ago, I was talking to Father Joseph Mary from EWTN, and I told him I'm from the Philadelphia area, and he said, do you know Monsignor Chifo? Because he was down there.
Yes.
And Father Joseph, in his very kind and calm way, said, he's quite a character.
He is.
I love him. He's a great guy.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we should look into getting him on the show. But Dave, it's time to go back to school.
Okay, I'm ready.
Did you know?
I have my thinking cap and my next to my headphones.
You know why I love this segment? Because I have all the answers in front of me, and Dave, you don't have any of the answers, but you do really well with this segment. Are you ready? Dave.
Frank, where's that cheat sheet? Come on.
Hey, Dave, on the average, did you know that people fear spiders more than they do death?
Actually, I did. I had heard that.
Really?
Yes.
I'll vouch for it. I'll be honest with you. I am totally freaked out by spiders, especially big spiders. Mm-hmm. I just...
And what is that called? Fear of spiders?
I don't know that. It's not on my list, so I don't know it. You know the way
I'm throwing one back. Yeah, I think it's arachnophobia.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know that. Yeah, you're a smart guy.
No, I should know that.
I don't... Yeah.
All right, let me get back to my list.
Shoot. Okay, shoot, Gare.
Dave, if you're listening at home, don't listen to this. This is an aside to Dave. Dave, we don't deviate from the script.
I'm not that smart.
Okay, Dave, did you know that it is possible to lead a cow upstairs, but not downstairs? Oh, if you tell me you knew this, I'm not buying it.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I'll leave it there.
Well, now you know it. So listen.
I had about 100 things pop into my mind.
Well, if it ever comes up.
If you ever
are in a situation where you need to lead a cow downstairs, know that it's not possible.
Really?
I'm saving you some time.
Okay.
Did you know, Dave, that women blink nearly twice as much as men?
I heard that. Okay. Yes.
How about this one? A crocodile cannot stick its tongue out.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah. I mean, these are some interesting... I know. Hey, what can I tell you?
No.
Only one person in 2 billion will live to be 116 years old or older.
Okay, I'll take good notes I'll write it down.
One person, that's right. Okay, how about
God
this
willing.
One? How about this one? Did you know where the name for Pepsi came from? It originally contained something, and that's where the name
came. No, I don't know that one, Gary.
It originally contained pepsin, and that's why the name.
Oh, okay.
How about this one? I like this fact. Tigers have striped skin, not just striped fur.
You know, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I never thought about that.
Was that put on at the factory or what?
I don't know.
At birth? What? Yeah. I didn't know
now,
that.
Now, some of the, I'm not saying that these facts are going to really help you in life, but the
from,
only
from
animal,
Gary's bag of you know useless trivia, folks. No,
you're,
just kidding.
You're going to know this one, Dave.
Yes.
The only animal who can fly backwards.
How do you know? That can fly, a bat?
It's actually a hummingbird.
A hummingbird.
I don't know. I actually knew this one. I'm not sure how I knew. Very, very, very weird that I will know this, but yeah, I do know that. Okay, how about this one? A cat's jaw cannot move sideways.
I wonder why.
I know, you're thinking, so what? Look, just play no, along
I'm thinking, is that because it got wired or something? I don't know. I don't know.
If you yelled for 8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, you would have produced enough sound energy to heat one cup of coffee. I don't know how they figure these out.
No, really.
I just read them. I don't analyze them.
Yeah.
The
where do you find these?
I found them on the internet, and they're printed out on paper, so they must be real.
Okay, and they'll be uploaded in the folder, maybe. I don't know.
No, I'm not going
to. No, okay, you're
this
not.
This is top secret information. I disseminate
what I want. You have to have a TS clearance, folks.
Banging your head against the wall uses how many calories per hour?
I never got that far. It hurt too much.
150 calories an hour.
Really?
So if you bang your head against the wall for an hour, you will use up 150 calories.
Well, was that a two-in-one study because the person that was yelling and for so long, they probably got to the point of banging their head against the wall.
I don't know. I don't analyze these facts. I just tell them as they are. Final fact, how many days will a cockroach live without its head before it starves to death? What do you think, Dave? I mean, you're a smart guy.
I'll say a month, 30 days.
Actually, only 9 days.
Only 9 days, okay.
So a cockroach can live for 9 days without its head before it starves to death.
Wow, okay.
So how's that?
It's phenomenal.
Now, what are you going to do with this information, Dave? Is this going to help you? Is it going to help you today?
I think it will. I mean, I might, when I get home, I'll talk to my wife about that. But I don't know if we're going to break here right now. So
well,
we should be.
It sounds like you need another fact then.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I was a little bit premature on the count there. Sorry, Gary.
You're getting wrapped up.
I'm trying to
in these facts.
Multitask here.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm
Barbara,
give,
don't listen to this.
I'm going to give you another fact. Frank, Dave counted me down wrong.
Okay.
I'm telling management. The housefly hums in the middle octave key of F.
Say that again?
The housefly hums in the middle octave key of F.
That's what that's been all the,
so
in the summertime.
So I remember that. If I'm trying to tune my guitar up, I can tune it up to the housefly.
Maybe you can sing along, you know?
Okay. The only capital letter in the Roman alphabet that ends, that has exactly one end point, is what?
Oh. I don't know that.
The answer is P. Think about that.
Yeah.
One end point on the letter P.
Okay. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay.
Okay, let's see what else we have. Chinese crested dogs can get acne. I don't know why. I don't analyze these before I put them in the
I know a few good specialists that could handle that.
I don't know where they come up with some of these. Each year there was 1 ton of cement poured for every woman and child in the world. For every man, woman, child in the world.
I didn't know that. I'm not going to touch
some
that
of these. Some of these, you don't even
they
know.
They come
what
out
to
of
say.
Joyzy? No.
Okay. We did this one before, the most common name in the world. Remember that? We
yes.
did that one before? What was it?
I don't know.
Mohammed.
I don't remember.
Right. I'm going to keep asking this until you know it.
I'm getting peppered here. This is called a murder board in the military. I don't know,
okay,
sir.
Last one. We're going to do a theological one.
Okay.
The only domestic animal not mentioned in the Bible is the.
Only domestic? A dog?
No, there's dogs mentioned in the Bible. The cat is the only domestic animal not
see, now
mentioned
I didn't know
in
that.
The Bible. When we come
Gotta
back.
Get a copy of that list.
When we come back, Jeanette Bankovic is going to save us. We're going to talk.
Please. Thanks, Jeanette.
We're going to talk something really good with her. So just stay tuned. We'll be
come
right
on
back.
Come on back, folks.
See ya.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit radio news update. President Donald Trump has nominated Neil Gorsuch, a favorite of religious conservatives, to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. Gorsuch serves on the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, where he sided with Hobby Lobby and the Little Sisters of the Poor when they mounted religious objections to the Obama administration's requirement that employers provide health insurance that includes free contraception. He contended that courts give too much deference to government agencies' interpretation of statutes. If he's approved by the Senate, the 49-year-old Gorsuch would be the youngest Supreme Court justice in a quarter century. He's a graduate of Columbia University, Harvard Law School, and Oxford, and served as a law clerk to Justices Anthony Kennedy and Byron White. If chosen, he would be the first justice to serve with a colleague for whom he once worked. But Democrats are signaling they will challenge the nomination of Neil Gorsuch. At least three Democrats came out in immediate opposition to him. Democrats are still furious with the way Republicans treated former President Obama's nominee for the open seat last year, refusing to grant a hearing or a vote to Judge Merrick Garland. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump's nomination of Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State is headed towards Senate confirmation after several Democrats crossed party lines to back the former ExxonMobil CEO. Today's scheduled vote comes as tension continues to build among congressional Republicans and Democrats over Trump's executive order on immigration and refugees. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
My name is Joe Zimmerman, and my brother and I own Summers and Zims. We would be pleased to provide you with high-quality service for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. We are pleased to serve the listeners in Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. Our phone number at Summers and Zims is 610-593-5129, or you can simply Google Summers and Zims. My prayer is that God would bless you through His Word as you listen to Holy Spirit Radio.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi.
When Father James Keller founded the Christophers in 1945, he chose as our prayer the beautiful words attributed to Francis of Assisi. I'd like to share them with you now. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning. Me.
was Catherine Scott with I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Your time right now is 7:37. Okay, I'm very excited. Jeanette Benkovic, we all know who Jeanette Benkovic is. She is a favorite on Holy Spirit Radio, a regular presence on Catholic radio and television. She's the founder and president of Women of Grace. She's a good friend, and I'm so glad she was willing to come on the show this morning. Jeanette, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Gary. I'm wonderful, and how are you today?
I'm great. Hey, Jeanette, I picked that song out. I have decided to follow Jesus. We talked about that song when I was on your show a few weeks ago and we did that filming. You and I, that song is very special to both of us. I have decided to follow Jesus, isn't it?
Well, it sure is, and I have to tell you, when I saw it playing, or heard it playing, excuse me, I was just thrilled inside because it's one of those songs that I sang early on in my reversion back to the faith, and I came back through the charismatic renewal, and this was a standard. We played it every single week, and every time I hear it, not only does it take me back nostalgically to that moment, but, you know, something in my spirit stirs up, Gary, because it reminds me of the fact that every day it is a decision to follow our Lord, and we have to be very careful that we're putting into place all of those things that will help us to do that, you know, all of those holy reminders. But in addition to that, all of those practices and all of those opportunities that we have to draw ever nearer to Him.
And let's talk about that. I'm glad you brought that up. And that's why I love the song as well. And you and I both have been through the charismatic renewal movement, and it's helped both of us. But that decision, that conscious decision to follow Jesus every day. And in fact, you and I just taped a series of shows about that, deciding to follow Jesus, becoming friends with Jesus. We each day, as you said, have to make that decision. And Jeanette, while I was down at EWTN, I picked up a copy of your new book, Graceful Living, Meditations to Help You Grow Closer to God Every Day. I gave it to my wife. You were kind enough to sign it for Eileen. She loves it. And I was looking through it, and Jeanette, it is a fantastic book. Would you talk a little bit about this book that you have written and how it can help you to grow closer to the Lord every day?
Well, thank you. Yes, Gary, this is a very special little book to me. I say it's little because the dimensions on it are, are small, with the exception of the depth of it, because it's a pretty, you know, it's a pretty robust little book. It's over 500 pages long, but the size of it isn't big. And I love it in the sense that it's something that has been a part of my life for a very long time. I love quotations. I just love them. And I love finding these little gems from the saints, teachings of the church, little inspirational ideas that come to us in a variety of ways that help for us to remember that daily call to walk in the footsteps of our Lord and to make His footsteps our own. And what this beautiful little book, Graceful Living, is all about is offering us a quote of the day that follows the liturgical calendar and then offers us some meditations to think about. So it can form part of our spiritual journey. It's peppered also with some biographical information on the various saints, little biographies of them, and also little insights from my own walk in the Lord that are not so much polemic. I mean, it's not so much teaching-oriented as it is little ways that we find Him in the midst of everyday circumstances. So I share with our readers and our users of this book some of those little things that have happened to me.
And it's powerful.
And it keeps us focused on the fact that God is always showing up in our lives. And if I could underline that and star it and put it in highlights and express it over and over again this morning, I would. He is always in our lives. He's always doing something. Keeping our vision on that fact and looking for Him, that's our job. So this little book is meant to help us do that. And I think it sets us off on a very good foot, especially in the morning. It only takes us maybe, I don't know, you know, a couple of minutes to look at that quotation, if there is a biography there for that day, to read it, to spend some time in that meditation, maybe another 5-10 minutes. But, oh, my goodness, it's sort of like, you know, it's sort of like one of those energy drinks. It gets us going, you know?
It does.
And it gets us going in the right direction.
It sure does. Well, with that in mind, today is February the 1st, and if you don't mind, let me read from this and let's talk a little bit about it.
Okay.
Because I love this. This touched me. I read this last night, and I said, I need to talk to Jeanette about this because we know, we know that somebody out there is facing some sort of an illness or a hopeless situation. And this quote that you have from St. Teresa of Avila is so powerful. Here's what she said. And this is your quote from February the 1st. When the Lord knows that good health is necessary for our welfare, he sends it to us. And when we need sickness, he sends that too. Boy, Johnette, that blew me away. And it's something I think somebody needs to hear today, because the Lord loves us unconditionally, and he's not going to allow anything to happen that cannot help us in some way. Agreed?
Oh, absolutely. And of course, you know, this is I can understand why you would be drawn to this one, Gary, because we're all familiar with your struggles and your concerns and the fact that you kind of like label yourself as a worrywart. Yeah. And if there's one place the evil one really wants to get in and rob us of peace and contentment in the Lord, it's this over-concern and most of the time unnecessary concern about our health.
Right.
And what this beautiful little passage does is to remind us that God is a good God. There is nothing that God can do or permit to happen to us that is not for our ultimate good. And it doesn't really matter what it is. And so this quote, again, reminds us of the fact that God is only going to permit something to happen to us that he knows is going to advance us in relationship with him, but in some way is going to advance our ultimate good, which is our salvation. And so what, and of course that's originally attributed to St. Teresa of Avila, and the little meditation is, can I think of a time in my own life or in another's life when sickness was a blessing? Mm. What spiritual benefits did it bring? We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. And of course, that's Romans 8:28.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds us also of the fact that when we look at the way in which God has been with us in the past,
right,
it gives us the hope in the present to continue to move forward into whatever the future holds, realizing that he never abandons us nor forsakes us.
Mm.
I know this from my own personal experience, you know, in losing my husband and losing my son prior to that, that God worked all of that to the good, not just for me, but for them. And he knew the precise moment when they should enter into eternal life so that their salvation could not only be assured, but that they could experience, you know, a fuller relationship with him in heaven. That gives me great joy. It gives me great comfort. So that little quote has lots of meaning for me personally.
And I'm sure it can affect many people. Johnette, how do we get to that point? If I'm facing a problem, if I'm dealing with possibly a job layoff or an extreme illness of some kind, a relationship problem, a son or daughter who has left the church, how do I believe that? How do I deal with that and get to the point where I can trust the Lord and say, all right, Lord, I do know you want what's best for me. I believe it.
Well, you know, that's a great question. And again, I want to say that some of these practices that the saints give to us by their own example and oftentimes by their own instruction serve us very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made a practice in my life that I know you have too, Gary, and I really want to recommend it to all of our listeners today, to spend a few moments every day just jotting down somewhere, you know, the way in which they've seen God come and interact with them through the course of the day. Whether it's through a word that someone speaks to them, something they pick up and see in sacred scripture, and perhaps it holds a new meaning to them, whether it comes through the use of a little devotional like Graceful Living, whether it comes through you know, something they hear on television or radio, even if it comes through, and most especially when it comes through, circumstances in our lives, and to be looking for God in the midst of it. This is supernatural vision. St. Jose Maria Escriva really was a great one in his writings to remind us of the fact, you know, that God is always there. We have to look for him. It says in sacred scripture that we have to seek and that we have to knock, we have to ask. We're very good at the asking.
Mm-hmm.
We're very good at the knocking. We're not so hot at the seeking.
Right.
So we've got to look for the Lord. He's there. But like as we read, you know, in sacred scripture as well, he comes in a still small voice. So
yeah.
He comes hidden. He comes hidden in the circumstances. He comes hidden in a word. He comes hidden in scripture. He comes hidden in the homily at Mass. But it's our job to find him. When we do, and we make reference to that on a daily basis in a journal, and let me tell you, I have done this many, many, many times, more times than I can count in my life. We then have a record. We then have our own salvation story. We have seen that God is with us. Emmanuel has been present to us, always remains there. And we can go back and look at those and say, yeah, I remember when I was struggling with this. I remember when I had this financial reversal. Here I am, and I'm reading about a time when I was really ill, and I didn't think any good could come from this, and look at the fruit that was born. Then we have courage, and we have strength to face every turn of the road, whether it be a joyful turn or one that, you know, is not so hot. We have the courage to move into that with the conviction that God only wills the good for us, and we can see it more clearly.
Mm. You know, I'm sitting here with a smile on my face. I love listening to you preach, Johnette. You are so good. You are so good, and you're so right. And I think that those of us who have been at this for a while, we realize that it's a process, this relationship with the Lord thing, this friendship. It's a daily process, and mm-hmm. each day we get a little bit closer to Him, and the closer we get, the more we tend to trust Him and realize, hey, this is going to be okay somehow. I might have to suffer, but it's going to be okay.
Yep, that's exactly right. And we're always going to have difficulties and trials.
Right.
We live in a broken and fallen world.
Correct.
You don't live in something broken or with something or even someone who's broken mm-hmm. and not experience the realities of that brokenness. So for us to think that our lives are going to be completely, and here's an old word, Gary, copacetic.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, we must be drinking some kind of strange Kool-Aid or something.
True,
because
yeah.
that is not what's going to happen. We're going to face trials. Jesus tells us that in Sacred Scripture in John's Gospel. You know, in this world you will have troubles, you know, but, you know, have courage. I have overcome the world. So he prepares us to enter into his passion. Mm. That's the other part of this thing. When we're baptized into the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to experience the cross. It isn't, am I going to experience it? Oh, it's your brothers and sisters in Christ. We're assured of that.
Right.
The question, rather, is what am I going to do when I experience it? And that's where our life of faith comes in. That's where those theological virtues of faith and hope and love come in. And this is the way the Lord wants us to be tuned up, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that in this regular time of prayer. And I think graceful living, you know, among so many other good devotionals that are available, but I think this one, in its own little unique way, offers us and affords us a very easy, simplistic way of staying in tune with the heart of Holy Mother Church.
Mm-hmm.
We always need to be at the breast of our mother because it follows the liturgical calendar, helps us to do that. And because the quotes are pithy, they're not long, they're relatively short,
right.
and the questions are poignant, it keeps us anchored to truth. And Jesus is the truth. So it keeps us anchored to the one who is always with us and always giving us everything that we need through the merits of his cross. Amen. Woohoo.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know what I like? At the beginning of the book, you in your introduction, you have some short steps to use each one of these devotions. Essentially, you're recommending Lectio Divina, which is just a fancy Latin expression for sacred reading. And you're really using these meditations as the start of your prayer, correct?
Yes. Yes. And I love to read them myself. That's mm-hmm. why I've given them to so many. I have literally boxes filled with quotations that I've yeah. written down on index cards. And I thought, you know, there's got to be a way. And we do get these out by email, but and have for years. But I thought there's got to be a more useful way where people have these at their fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
The book is pretty. So I say this to all of your ladies out there. The book is
yeah.
a pretty book. It's
it
very
is.
Pretty. Sophia and EWTN Publishing did a great job on it. And so it's something that graces, just by its appearance, your bedside table or maybe your kitchen table, wherever it is that you plop yourself down for your time of prayer in the morning. It looks nice. It's attractive. And it invites us into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want. The Lord is always giving his invitation, and he uses those things that are of the world, incarnated things, things we can see, touch, that appeal to our senses, to draw us to him. That's why he gave us senses.
That's right. And you know what's funny? You said the book graces your bedside table. I had to take it off of my wife Eileen's bedside table to bring it into the studio today. So
she's still looking for it.
That's
there.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
So, honey, if you're listening,
around,
I have your book. Jeanette, I know you're very busy. You travel around a lot. What do you have coming up? Any events in the near future?
Oh, I do. I do. Well, you know, I'm just back from EWTN. Yes. I was up there with you. You were our Monday person that we interviewed. I guess that was 2 weeks ago already, Gary.
It was.
So quickly.
Yeah.
I'm back here. I was at a retreat this weekend. I was one of the presenters. It was a great retreat. It was a women's retreat located in my own area here in the Diocese of St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm. And I will be going back up to the network later this month. And then the March 1st, I get on a jet airplane, and I jet on out of here, and I'm going to Gibraltar. We have Women of Grace groups now all over the United States and beyond our borders, and we have a regional coordinator in the little country of Gibraltar, Monique Rousseau, and she's invited me and Father Philip Scott to come and do a conference for the women in Gibraltar. It'll be my second time back there. It's a precious country.
Wow.
And it is just, it borders Spain. It's a peninsula, Gibraltar is, mm-hmm. and it borders Spain. And so I'm 8 hours by car away from Fatima, Portugal. So we're taking a pilgrimage to Portugal.
Wow.
So I leave on the 1st, present in Gibraltar the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, then head off to Lisbon, and then to Fatima, and then to all points in between there and Lourdes. And I'll be returning home in the middle of March. So that's very, very exciting for me.
Yeah.
And I hope for all of the people that are coming with us. We have a couple of spots left available. Not many. They had to get us a bigger bus. We filled up the one-size bus, and now they've gotten us a bigger bus, but we don't want to take more than one bus. We have a couple of seats left, so if anybody's interested, all they need to do is go out to 206 Tours and take a peek and sign up and come with us because we'd love to have you. So that's coming up, and then it just doesn't stop. I said recently this weekend, you know, at this event, I said, you know, retirement is a manufactured concept that comes from the culture.
Huh.
Retirement is not of God. You know, this was the feast of St. Thomas Aquinas. And I said, I cannot picture St. Thomas Aquinas saying, oh, I'm so glad I got that summa finished. Now I'm going to retire, move to a golf community, and play, you know, around every single day and end up at the 19th hole. You know, I can't imagine
it. No, me either.
The saints, if they weren't martyred, they died of exhaustion.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm following in their footsteps to the extent that God permits me.
You are amazing, and I pray that you keep going for many, many more years because we need you, Jeanette. Hey, listen, if somebody wants to follow you online or maybe purchase Graceful Living, find out more about the work, any pilgrimages coming up or whatever, what's the best place to go to?
Best way is our website. Very simple, all one word, womenofgrace.com, womenofgrace.com. And I do want to invite everybody to get out there to that website. It's chock full of great resources and Graceful Living. You can purchase it there. We would love for you to have a copy. Get one for everybody you know because, as I say, it's a beautiful little gift, but it is a gift that gives them the opportunity to enter into deepening relationship with our Lord. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we'd love to have you on the pilgrimage. All of our events are listed there. I'll be coming back up to your area, Gary, in July for our annual conference at Malvern.
Great.
We always have a retreat there with our ladies. We max it out, so ladies sign up soon. Very eager to be with my dear, dear friends in Christ once again up in the Philly area.
Oh, yeah. We can't wait to have you. We'll definitely talk more about that as the date draws nearer. Jeanette, I know you're really busy. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. This is the first time I got to interview you. Did I do okay?
You know, I got to tell you something. You're a great interviewer. I've
just
been thinking that we're always operating on different levels of our brain. And so I've been thinking, wow, this Gary, he's very good at what he does. Oh, what a blessing to the church. So thank you for your invitation and giving me the opportunity to experience your expertise.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm a big fan of your work. Hopefully we get to see each other soon. But in the meantime, keep up the good work. We'll keep you in our prayers. Jeanette, thank you for coming on.
Oh, my blessing. And God bless you and all you do. And to my Holy Spirit listeners out there, God bless you. We'll be with you later this morning.
Awesome. That's right. That's right. Women of Grace later on in the day. Jeanette, thanks again. God bless
you. God bless you all. Bye now.
Right. Bye-bye. Jeanette Bankovic, boy. Great segment. She was so kind to come on and be with us. Let's see. Do we have time, Dave, for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse? Boy, she was so good. Yeah, I guess we do.
We have a little bit over 3 minutes, Gare.
Let's do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Today, we go way back to the book of Genesis. Genesis 18:14. Very simple. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Keep that in mind as you go throughout the day today. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. The Lord can do all things. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. It's always a blessing to have you. Please let your friends know about Spirit in the Morning. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we stream online at holyspiritradio.org. We also could be found at spiritinthemorning.com in case you want to catch the podcast. Let me know if you'd like me to come out to speak at your church. You can contact me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. Also, remember later today on Holy Spirit Radio, in addition to Johnette Bankovic's show at 11 a.m., we have the live broadcast for the funeral of Bishop Lohmuller. That'll be at 2 p.m. today on Holy Spirit Radio. Let's close with our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, keep in mind your holy covenant, sealed with the blood of the Lamb. Forgive the sins of your people, and let this new day bring us closer to salvation. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Before we sign off, I want to remind you that tomorrow on the show, Colleen Kelly Mast will be joining us. Colleen is a favorite, another favorite of the Holy Spirit radio listening family. She'll be joining us to talk about Valentine's Day. Wait to hear what she has to say about that. On Friday, we have a doubleheader. Father Jeffrey Kirby will be talking about meaningful prayer. A lot of times, we don't mean the words we pray. Father Jeff's going to get us straight about that. And we'll be joined by Dan Burke for our new weekly segment, Into the Deep. You want to get closer to Jesus through prayer? Stick with Dan. He's going to help us to do that. So we have lots of good things coming up on Spirit in the Morning. Dave Parker, thank you for your participation.
Thank you, I'm still basking in the afterglow of having Johnette on.
Wasn't she good?
Wasn't it fabulous?
I know. I was literally just sitting here listening to her saying, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I like that. But she was kind enough to come on, and I'm always grateful for the many guests that are willing to come on this show. So please continue to stay tuned. Let us know what we can do for you. Email me directly if you have any needs, gary@holyspiritradio.org. And again, let people know about the show. Mm-hmm. Spread the word about Holy Spirit Radio. We are here 24 hours a day to bring you the best in Catholic radio programming in the Delaware Valley. Right? That's very important to remember.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
So you always have a friend here at Holy Spirit Radio.
And the great programming we bring to you folks, and live, especially through this show, and Gary.
And everything that we do at Holy Spirit Radio. Stay tuned for the Daily Mass. We're going to send you down to Birmingham, Alabama right now. Remember, wherever you go, whatever you do today, the Lord is with you. Just turn around and say hi. See you next time.